Welcome to the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Leora Alderson.
And I'm Devani Alderson. We're your co-hosts on this journey of creativity and productivity.
I Create Daily is for artists in every genre of creating, from musicians to writers, crafters to inventors, bloggers to entrepreneurs. I Create Daily is a movement for creators serious about your art.
If you're into creating anything, this podcast is definitely for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. Hello and welcome back to another coffee break episode with the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Devani.
And I'm Leora.
And we just got back from Philly from the podcast movement 2018. So huge shout out to Jared Easley, Dan Franks, and the entire team for setting up a beautiful event. The stage setups, everything. You guys did a rocking job with that. So it was so much fun being up there, meeting all the amazing people and learning about this growing podcast industry. And we are especially excited to talk to you guys about the growing opportunity for fiction writers to become fiction influencers through developing audio dramas and fiction storytelling through podcasting and just growing your brand through different mediums and really getting creative with how we present our message, our stories, our perspectives with the world to grow an audience. So
yeah, definitely. And on the shout outs before we get rolling on that, it was wonderful to meet John Lee Dumas and Kate Erickson in person and get to hug them.
Yeah, we interviewed Kate early on in our podcast.
Right. And we have followed John and EO Fire for years.
It was probably one of the first podcasts you and I ever listened to.
That and Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income. Yeah. And Pat Flynn was there as one of the keynote speakers
as well.
And he
did an incredible keynote.
He did an incredible job, including introducing the, the coming out of his podcast with his 8-year-old son.
Keone. And it's called, I think it's All of Your Beeswax?
Yeah, All of Your Beeswax.
Instead of the None of Your Beeswax sassy thing you say in middle school or whatever, it's All of Your Beeswax, and it's just conversations with he and his son. And if you're listening to the video, you see my dog Caspian, who
has watching on video.
Separation anxiety, so refuses to let us podcast without being here.
In her lap, but he's not going to be still because he also wants to go for a walk.
So anyway, and we also met Mark Asquith and Kieran and the whole podcast website team. They host our podcast.
So
it was a great event.
So just talk a little bit more about them. So if you're thinking of starting a podcast and then you need a podcast hosting company and website, for instance, even if it's just a very simple website, and the podcast websites company, which is the platform that we use, those guys are just amazing. We've been with them for a few years already, and their customer service is incredible. They just always go over and beyond in terms of customer service and in terms of their attention to their community, and their service is reasonable.
And we interviewed both Mark and Kieran separately.
It's Kieran.
Kieran, separately on two different episodes that we'll link below.
Right.
And meeting them in person was just so awesome.
Yeah, they had a party. We just got to share this. So Devani's never bowled before, at least she doesn't remember having ever bowled. She did one other time when she was little. And I didn't bowl because it's disgraceful. It's not a pretty picture. And I almost influenced Devani to think that bowling wasn't good. And then I realized I shouldn't influence her about that because, hey, it might be her sport. And turns out that she had a fantastic time. In fact, she said, there's just something so incredibly gratifying and rewarding about bowling where you get to take this heavy object and hurl it down an alleyway and crash in to other objects.
It's a stress relief. It's such a stress release. Apparently it's my sport.
Yeah, you got two strikes in a row shortly before you ended for the evening. So you ended on a good note. And all of that was thanks to the podcast websites folks who hosted an amazing get-together party after last night of the conference.
Yeah, so the whole thing was amazing, and we're obviously buzzing off. We just got home literally an hour ago.
Yeah.
When you're listening to this, we got home yesterday,
probably,
or whenever. But yeah, it was just so much fun, so we should dive into what we learned about the fiction.
Yes.
We attended a panel, And apparently audio drama, if you look up audio drama in your podcasting app, your iTunes podcast app, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever you listen to podcasts on, look up audio drama. And if you're a fiction writer, especially tune in to the different ways that people are telling story through audio, because not just through audio books, but actual audio podcasts, because it's a new medium to build an audience in a growing market sector where just over the years, as you grow your subscriber base, more advertisers are going to start also recognizing podcast as sort of not really the new radio. Well, kind of the new radio. Yeah. You know, it's not the same, but it is another evolution of the radio industry. And so as that grows, you want to get in early and establish a platform in an industry that is here to stay and is just growing.
Yeah.
Exponentially.
Yeah, definitely. One of the things that, since we have fiction writers in our audience as well as in our family, has been anguishing to witness the frustration of fiction writers. You spend so much time and energy and effort writing and working hard on your book, only to have it sell for so little per book on, you know, on Amazon and, you know, basically Kindle books from 99 cents all the way up to maybe $14, $20. But if you sell a fiction book at $20, you're not going to get nearly as many sales as you would if it's, let's say, $7.99 or $10.
And it takes a lot to produce a good audio.
A lot to produce it. And then to get the audience that will buy it and to gain the reviews that you need to be able to generate more sales. Mm-hmm. It just, and to advertise when you're making so little per book is also very challenging. So we understand the plight of fiction writers, and, you know, for every kind of industry, you know, throughout the eons, there's been some kind of transition and transitory time where there was like, it was difficult and there was a struggle to see where that industry was going to go and where the people who were in that industry, where they could take their craft.
Yeah.
So for fiction writers, we've been working with Joshua Robertson and Lillian Oakes, who are fiction writers in the I Create Daily community. And they have since created a website called thebooktavern.com, mm-hmm. where it is that they're beginning to create a resource of stories online through their website, mm-hmm. where you can also buy their books. But it's more than that, where you will actually be able to read stories online.
Read their recommendations, what they're inspired by, what they like.
Exactly. And yeah. That is the way to go. And hopefully they will also start a podcast. It's certainly something we could recommend. So here's the thing that we... you know, that seems to be evolving for authors. And that is, and this is really good news, especially if you're an author who, like, I mean, certainly Joshua is, as well as Lillian, they're very extroverted when it comes to storytelling.
Yes.
And sharing about their work. They go to a lot of conferences, comic cons, and that sort mm-hmm. of thing. And when it is that if you are an author who also enjoys reading and storytelling, then through, you know, again, the spoken voice, this could totally be your medium. If you're not, however, keep tuning in, because even if you don't care, if you're an introverted writer, which many writers are,
yeah.
right?
And many podcasters are.
Yeah, that's true. And you don't want to read your own stories out there in audio form on podcast, then the good news is you can hire voices to do it for you. Mm-hmm. So there's so many things for us to share, and it's so exciting. It's kind of hard to say, like, you know, okay, focus. What's the linear track on
yeah.
this? But, and so maybe it isn't a linear, maybe it's more like radiatory, where it kind of goes from the center core concept. So
and if you're a story writer, before you move on, just if you're, because there's so many ways that we could go with this, if you write fiction and you're listening to this and you're tuning into this, please don't hesitate to email us, creators@icreatedaily.com, and share your struggles or successes, because we'd love to feature your successes, and B, if you're struggling, we'd love to create episodes to help answer your questions around yes. how to really build a tribe that will actually eventually buy from you, or that you have a substantial following that sponsors or advertisers that are relevant for your tribe will want to advertise on your platform.
Yeah, and we'll, after we kind of like share all this that we have rolling around in our head. We'll also summarize it in the end, as well as in the show notes for mm-hmm. this episode. But the bottom line is, this is another turn of the spiral of the way radio used to be before TV, where it is that radio was the place for family entertainment. People would gather around the big box radio and listen enraptured at the stories that were unfolding and the news that would be shared on the public, on the broadcast or whatever it was. And so the next turn of the spiral of that is, it's not just a few stations, but rather anyone who works on just getting a little bit of resources in place to learn how to record something and put it up online in a podcast format has the opportunity to grow your own audience as an author by reading and putting your stories online for free. Now, how do you get paid for that? Well, over time, you're going to grow an audience. And so there are several ways you can get paid for that. One will be by growing your audience and creating avid listeners who will also then want to buy your books. So let's imagine that you write novels, then you could create short stories that you read online for free that engage people mm-hmm. into to discover your writing, to, you know, if they love your writing, then to follow whatever you record and put out there for free. Even if it's just a 5 minutes of a short chapter that engages them. So there are a lot yeah. of different ways to do it. There's no one way. What we're sharing are just some ideas of how you might do it. So here's an example. So like Devani's father, my husband Coleman, has a novel out, and on his website, he is writing different, what we're calling tributary stories that are offshoots of the character stories from his book or his books that didn't make it into the book. So,
and a lot of them are standalone.
And exactly. So, and preferably, so then that would be an example. And every writer has this, you know, there's a lot of material that ends up on the cutting room floor that doesn't make it into the book. In fact, typically a lot of writers have to cut way back because they've gone into too much detail on a given character. In fact, when we interviewed David Perry, mm-hmm. He said that same thing, that the first feedback from his editor
for his first book
was that he went into way too much detail for his characters. But here's the thing. If you love a story, you want more.
Yes.
And so this is a good thing. So for writers, this is where you can take some of that didn't make the final cut into the novel
yeah.
and craft it into short stories, preferably in like several one or two chapter form that are complete stories unto themselves.
Yeah.
Think of miniseries on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So miniseries of, you know, like when you guys are growing up, the thing that comes to my mind often throughout the years, because it was such a good series, is Little House on the Prairie. And I say that too because we don't watch TV now. And so I'm not up on what's on
the
now.
Current thing that Dad, Nicola, and I are enjoying is the Timeline TV show. And we love the Sherlock series.
Yes.
And I did like a few episodes of Blue Bloods, which my grandmother loves. I only tune in to like, I've only watched like 3 or 4 of them, and they've been enjoyable, but it's not like my favorite thing.
Yeah,
in the world,
so but, yeah. Whichever of those it is, the point is you do grow with the characters over time.
Yes.
You learn something more about the family, about the story, about mm-hmm. the circumstance and the world over time. But at the same time, each story is also a standalone
mm-hmm.
in terms of it has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
You know, it has like a, you know, a crisis that comes to resolution. And so that's the thing. If you as writers can create more of that in short story form, potentially you would do more to grow your following as an author, to create more short stories initially and start sharing them for free online via one of the online platforms. So if you don't want to create your own podcast, there are online platforms where you can share that. We'll probably be creating our own as well, because we're really interested in supporting writers and having resources available for those who don't want to get into how to do all the technical stuff of creating your own podcast, but still want to grow an audience. And do you remember any of the resources right offhand? Because I'm blanking on that.
There are definitely resources. I think we'll link them in the show notes. And a lot of them, you do need to pitch a solid story for them to produce for you. So I'm not sure the full logistics of all that, but we'll include it in the show notes.
Yeah.
One of them is called Westwood. And the other is called, Audible has some opportunities as well. If you search
That's right.
Audible, Westwood, and There's one other, and I'm Panoply or something like that. I'll link it.
Okay.
So, but those are more pitch based, and you really need to have, like, they do amazing production, so you really need to make sure that you're submitting like polished ideas, not just emailing them just whatever comes off the top of your head. So you'll want to, I would say, start listening. If you're really serious about this, start listening to some of the better quality audio dramas from them that they produce, and see what themes that they like, and see if there's an angle. Because if you can create an idea that's really good and that matches some of the other content that they produce, then they're far more likely. Yeah. And you just look professional and like you did your research. It's like anything else.
Really. Yeah. So search, you could also search stories online or books online.
Night Vale is another one. Sorry. Night Vale. So NIGHT and then VALE.
Okay. So search story books online or stories online, online stories, that sort of thing
audio
as well.
Audio dramas
as well, as, and you'll find more resources. So as far as places that you might also be able to publish your story. So again, keep in mind that if you're serious about becoming an author, a multiple time author, then you will want to build your own website and your own audio platform, because then you own it, and it belongs to you, all of it, the resources, etc., as well as the tribe. If you post it on somebody else's, then you have the advantage of using some of their traffic, having access to their traffic, just mm-hmm. like if you're selling on Amazon. But again, you don't own it anymore. It's on their platform.
And you still have a lot of rights to what, you know, you're the author of the story. So you do have say, I'm sure. But at the same time, they're the producers and they own the audience.
And
you don't own the audience.
Right. They own the audience. And you would have to look in the details about who owns the content at that point. So it's a bit, don't look at it like, feel intimidated though, because really it's just a whole vast horizon of opportunity, and it's a new world unfolding and opening up. So,
and I think it's a really good thing if you are a storyteller and writing a book seems really daunting. This is like a new era where you don't actually have to be a writer to tell a story.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you've never just had to be a writer to tell a story. There's public speaking, there's, you know, all of these, there's acting and all that stuff. But more and more, this audio industry is becoming a serious thing. And so if that's a natural medium and you have a good voice and you're able to pull people in and intrigue people, then it's just another avenue.
Right. So over time, you know, how you will monetize will be through advertisers, because advertising money that's been supporting radio and TV as well as print for all these years is seriously looking for new avenues to invest their advertising mm-hmm. money. So that was one of the things that we learned about is at the conference as well.
And Hollywood
as well. That's right. Hollywood is eagerly looking for new content. And one of the places that they're looking is on podcasts, on audio stories online. They're mm-hmm. looking for good content and good material.
And that might be one way, one advantage of having your story on a network. It could be one advantage. I don't know what Hollywood's looking at. It was just one line that one of the panelists mentioned really briefly. She was just saying that Hollywood's looking at podcasting as another avenue for gaining new original content to produce for movies. And so maybe being on a network gets you more noticed. Who knows? Honestly, it boils down to, are you good at telling a story?
You're good at telling a story, and how prolific are you? How much do you? So the one of the other ways, like people can actually you can read it as yourself as an author. And or you can take it even to like the highest level and have professional production created from it. Yeah. So some of those who've been doing it longer, some of those who kind of have been in the industry already, they're taking story and they're getting into these, acted like professional actors performing the stories mm-hmm. and the reading. We've read the audiobook, The Golden Compass comes to mind. It's a good example that has a lot of different readers and mm-hmm. actors involved in the reading of it. It's quite a production.
Yeah.
And so that, obviously, if you have a budget to hire, you can even go on to Fiverr, iverr.com and hire voice actors to read for you, whether it's one or whether it's an array, to actually take your book into almost like a screenplay kind of audio version.
Yeah, like a voiceover.
So that costs more, but you would get, you would grow your audience more quickly if you do the more professional the production is. So it could be as simple as having a microphone and a recording device and putting it onto a website or a podcast platform like podcast websites, or it could be as elaborate as doing the recording with hired actors and then turning it over to a production company to spin it off for you into a polished audio, complete audio, finished audio file with music in, you know, as well, even sound effects.
Yeah.
So do you remember, like one of the guys was talking, I don't remember what his name was, right up hand, we'll have to look at our notes for that. The guy that was doing that for others.
There was a guy doing that with BBC. That's right. A former BBC. He helped do their documentaries producing documentaries and being the voice for their documentary, and then they moved to him leading up their audio dramas as a podcast, and so they would get actors and they would literally like act out the scenes on location, but it would then be in a voice audio produced thing. So it was a huge thing. I'm not sure the names, there's so many production companies apparently. I don't remember all the names.
Well, and that's the thing, so
like a fire hose of information,
but so we'll link some of them, but the deal is that you can find, you can start it yourself, and then you can find resources and support services for any aspect of it that you want to hire out. And again, like with anything else, if you have a budget to hire people to help you, our screen just froze up for a second. There you go. If you have a budget to have people to help you, you're going to grow more quickly. If you're prolific, let's say that, so here's an example that comes to mind. We're talking about reading stories and storytelling. You were talking about, so there are some people, maybe even you would be in a good example, who have more ideas for stories than time to write at this point. So that would be a great outlet then, where short stories don't require as much time to develop because it's a shorter story.
Right.
So you're not developing the characters as much, and you can get more of your, can spin off.
You're telling a more concise story. Well, what I'm most excited about in this space in terms of, I'm just really, really excited for authors to start expanding their repertoire of how they can generate content. It's really exciting to me. I've unfortunately been interrupting a few times because I'm so excited. I apologize. That when other people interrupt, it grates on my nerves too. So I'm just going to address that elephant. But I'm really excited about the concept of these stories because it's like you're able to test a story before putting all this energy and effort into writing
That's
it.
That's a great point.
And by the time you decide that this is popular enough to publish, then you've already almost gone through this drafted version that the audience loves, hopefully, and you're getting that audience feedback. And then you're able to write and publish a whole different version that's a little more cleaned up. And people can have separate experiences of the story. They can have the podcast version. They could have the audiobook version. They could have the published version. Yeah. And all of them could be slightly different. So it offers a new experience. And yet it's the same story. And you can add different elements. And the thing about a book is once it's published. And unless you write a new book, it's not very easy to change or add to it. But if you have a podcast that accompanies that book, then you can continue to expand this big old world you've created beyond the book itself. And yet each episode can be this concise volume that, if a new person is listening, it still intrigues them and they get that beginning, middle, and end, even if they're brand new and they're listening to episode 35 and it's a whole, you know, topic.
Yeah. And so what that does, what this does is it brings the audience into participation with you. They become more familiar with you. They develop relationships with you. And that's part of what will help you stand out you know, amongst the masses of other authors, you know, in this prolific era where anyone can create and easily produce a book, easily, you know, relatively, right?
Yeah.
In other words, you don't have to wait and go through the publisher.
You don't have to handwrite it.
You don't have to handwrite it. There's no middleman where anybody can bring your ideas to life through story. Then what you end up with, though, is that people, so what separates you from the next author or the next book when there's so many on the shelf? And what separates you is growing an audience of fans who, you know, or who love the fact that they're kind of involved with the creating of your story, essentially.
And being in somebody's ear.
Yeah.
Like several of the panelists mentioned, like you're in people's ear. That's like very intimate, and you're really building trust and audience in such a new way.
And so here's, yeah. So the big guys are getting into podcasting, folks. So we spoke with someone there from Random House. They are starting their own podcast for authors and primarily for audiences, for readers.
Avid readers.
Yeah, theirs is for avid readers. So probably they're going to be having some of their authors come in and talk and be interviewed, as well as, you know, have people who are in the audience, in their reader audience, talking about the books they like and why. So that's just one example. USA Today was there.
NPR.
iHeartRadio, NPR.
I saw tons of media things that we hear about regularly. I mean, Times has audio content. The Atlantic has audio content. And the Investor magazine, I forget what it's called, has audio content.
Financial All Times.
Yes.
So this is definitely the trend. The trend is moving to, and of course, Gary Vaynerchuk, whom we've followed
for a
while.
Oh, yeah. He has VoiceCon.
He's created a conference. This past year was the first time that he created his own conference, and one of them was VoiceCon, because everything is so moving to voice because it's convenient. You don't have to be trapped and stuck at a screen. Everybody who's sitting so much, you know, during their work don't want to be sitting also at the end of the day just reading. And so to take it on the ears means you can take it walking, you can take it at the gym, you can listen while you're doing housework and that sort of thing. That's what we do all the time. So things are definitely moving to voice. And
we'll have a whole other episode just about educating the audience on podcasting, because while it's a growing industry, it's also one that apparently there's this rough barrier of entrance because there's a vast majority of people who don't know what a podcast is, how to download, how to listen to it. And so, I mean, it helps us grow if you guys share the podcast that you find interesting. It helps the I Create Daily podcast grow if you guys share or tweet out or Facebook post out the episodes that you find valuable. It helps the entire industry grow when you share the content and the podcasts that you enjoy listening to, because word of mouth is how this stuff spreads. Word of mouth is how your audiences grow. It's how your art sells. It's how your book sells. It helps the whole audience. It helps the whole industry. And so we're going to also do another episode that kind of dives into the education of what podcasting really is, how to access podcasting, how to help educate your friends, find another medium to be entertained and educated. So that's just a whole other topic.
Yeah. So this is, it's an exciting time. Now, if you're an author and you're kind of concerned about the concept of doing so much work for so long for free, that's tough. But consider that previously it would be working so hard to write a manuscript that may or may not get approved, may or may not ever get printed. And then if you did get approval and get, you know, a book deal, then you're only going to get an advance if you already have an audience or you already have a name, a known name. And then most of the time what that advance is for is for you to do your own marketing to let people know about your book.
Yeah.
So the industry is really changing. And so the deal is, if you're really passionate about writing fiction, and this actually applies not just to fiction, by the way, we should have started that up front. It applies to any authors creating any content. But let's say now, if you're really passionate about that and you're writing your stories or whatever, let's say that you worked for 2 years writing and recording audio stories, etc. And it took 2 years before you began to monetize. Well, would you be sorry at that point that, you know, so you don't want to get to the end of 2 years and not do anything and then be sorry that you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Everything you do now toward building and growing your audience around your art is one step. And, you know, it's like, it's one more brick in the wall, essentially.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because one of the other panelists had also mentioned that they were talking about how it's like, yes, artists should get paid no matter what medium you're in. Artists should get paid. But free is often this like dirty word of like, it's like, it's a funny double-edged thing. It's like, there's the starving artist mentality, but then with the serious artists who are really looking to make art their career as opposed to just their hobby, like free is this dirty word. And it's like, no, you should charge what you're worth. And yes. And yet doing the free work also is instead of how much you'd be paying for advertising.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
And I think that's a really, really good point, because you're paying in more than one way. So you're either paying via money or currency. You're paying somebody to help you get ahead, which is totally fine. If you have that money to invest in a network or something to help you get ahead, by all means do it. Or you don't have that kind of money to spend to get ahead, and so you're spending time and sweat equity to get ahead. And yes, money-wise it's free, but time-wise you're building an audience, you're building trust, you're building and this platform in which later you will monetize. So I think that's important too. It's never free, you know.
Yeah. So examples of platforms where that are there for artists would be Patreon, for artists of all kinds and creators of all kinds. We know Joshua Robertson has a Stitcher channel for a video game. Sorry, Twitch. Thank you. Stitcher is a podcast platform.
There's so many platforms that sound similar.
So Twitch is for video gamers to create. So we're kind of neutral about those platforms. We think it's great that there are resources like that for creators, especially if you don't want to create your own platform.
Yeah.
But if you do want to build your own platform, then you're maybe better served to be putting that energy and effort into writing for and creating content for your own website and your own platform and your own podcast, rather than on somebody else's platform.
And all crowdfunding stuff like Patreon, like Kickstarter, like Twitch, even all of them, and even social media for that matter, a lot of them, they grow better if you have an audience. So, I mean, whether you're blogging, vlogging, podcasting, whatever medium that you choose to put your work out in the world, Pinterest, Instagram, if you're a photographer, a photo gallery on your website, whatever it's going to be, please remember to build your own audience and then leverage it into a Patreon, into a whatever funding platform that you're going
to
go.
And
into.
If you need to, if you built your own audience, then you may not need to. Generally, I mean, the reason those places are springing up is because of all these transformation, you know, in the world of fiction and writing and content creation in general. So there are going to be so many opportunities. And so just consider what works best for you. There's so many possibilities. So can you think of anything else like that we haven't covered that are the most important points so far?
I think the biggest thing is now is the time to get a move on, you know, honestly. Yes. I mean, please don't get stuck in analysis paralysis.
Yeah.
Reach out to us. We have a Facebook group and community of artists who it's the I Create Daily for Creators Facebook group. There's tons of groups out there. There's tons of podcasters out there. There's so many resources to help you get going. So please pick a route and start building your brand now. Yeah. Now is the time.
Yes.
You know, there's a window of time before the rest of the world is flooding in and doing all of this. And just get started.
Yeah, definitely.
Do something, please.
Yeah, so we hope you're as excited as we are. As Devani said, just send us your thoughts, creators@icreatedaily.com. Remember, please, to tune into the podcast and share with your friends. Ask people as you encounter them if they're listening to podcasts. Share with them the I Create Daily podcast. Please leave your reviews, etc. But begin to like get the word out there of this resource, this incredible free resource for people that right now, for the most part, is also commercial free.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us for the I Create Daily podcast. Please let us know what creatives you would like us to interview and what topics you would be interested in hearing more about.
And if you enjoyed this show, please leave a review on iTunes. We value your feedback. We read all the reviews, and it just helps us get the word out on the I Create Daily podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.